On Saturday morning Australia time, the world's eyes will turn to London as the 2012 Olympic Games opening ceremony kicks off. There has been weeks of endless speculation about our athletes. What will they wear? Are they in peak condition? Who will win gold? Who will carry the flag? The only question missing seems to be, how much will they cost? I spoke with Dr. James Connor from the University of New South Wales in Canberra, who's been asking exactly that with some interesting findings.
Gold to Australia! Put it in the record book!
Over the last 4 years, there's been about $588 million spent by the federal government on elite Olympic sport in Australia. Now, that doesn't include what state governments have spent, it doesn't include what the Australian Olympic Committee, the AOC, has spent, and it doesn't include what sporting federations, so people like Swimming Australia or Athletics Australia, what they've spent as well. So that's a much smaller estimate of what it costs us, but it's a very concrete one because we can see how much the federal government spends. So at least $588 million, and we can quite confidently say that the actual cost to Australia is probably three or four or five times that to send a team across.
Wow. Do you think taxpayers would love the Olympics quite as much if they knew those figures?
Well, that's a question I guess I'm hoping that we'll have a discussion about and that people will think about. On the one hand, of course, we all love watching the Olympics, watching great elite performances, getting, you know, behind our swimmers and our other athletes. But we also have to consider how much that costs and what we could otherwise buy for that. And for example, assuming we get, say, 12 medals, 12 gold medals, that's about $50 million a pop. $50 million is the funding per year that goes into what's called the Active Afters program. That's a program where you get school kids out and active, you know, off the couch, running around, playing sports and doing those sort of things. And that's 190,000 kids got impacted by that program. Whereas for London, we've got 410 lucky athletes going. So if we want an active, fit Australia, maybe we should be thinking about whether we fund the elite level of sport or whether we fund participation in sport for everybody. You, me and all the kids out there who should be getting off the couch and running around. One of the standard reasons people put up for why we should fund elite sport to such a degree in this country is that it's meant to encourage people to get off the couch and run around and get active. And internationally, there's no evidence that this works. And in Australia, there's only very limited evidence that this actually works. So the argument, no doubt, that we will hear from people involved in elite sport on that end is that, you know, you fund the elite athletes, other people get off the couch and run around. It just doesn't work like that. And when we think about it, we could take that $588 million and we could buy more bats and balls and boots for kids. We could get more fields. We could get more bike paths. We could get more playgrounds. We could get more training and support for people coaching. We would get more training support for, you know, umpires and referees and administrators. So a whole pile of other ways we could get people active than just sort of relying on us watching the Olympics for the next 2 weeks and suddenly being inspired to get out there and run around.
So will you still be watching them after all this?
I know, it might sound like I hate sport, but no. I play sport, my kids play organised sport, I'll be watching plenty of the Olympics as well. Because it's a great spectacle and fantastic to watch. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't question how we fund it and where our, you know, scarce tax dollars should go.
He's got it beaten, Thorpe is coming in, gold and a world record!